Hi, everybody. We're so delighted you're here for the good stuff.
Knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue is a landmark. Every edition, a revelation. Agriculture may be our focus, but knowledge is at the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy. A steadfast convention from our first publication to our latest issue, continuous knowledge. Discover more online at tsln.com or receive your Tri-State Livestock News exclusively at your local distributors every Saturday in Belle South Dakota. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Kim?
Remember, Mike, when we were at Halloween time and I was doing those little two-line horror stories?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I got something better than that today.
Okay.
Okay. These are little tiny stories, but good stories. Every night we go to bed without any assurance of being alive the next morning, but still we set the alarms to wake up. That's hope.
That is hope.
Yeah. Here's another one. We plan big things for tomorrow in spite of zero knowledge of the future. That's confidence. And we see the world suffering, but still, we get married and have children. That is love. On an old man's shirt was written a sentence, I am not 69 years old. I am sweet 16 with 53 years of experience. Now that's an attitude. Have a happy day and live your life like these stories. When I was a child, I thought nap time was punishment. Now it's like a mini vacation.
I have something written by Mark Corallo. Mark is a owner of the Media Strategies out of Alexandria, Virginia. And sometimes artists perform the Star Spangled Banner and they kind of take a lot of liberties with it or whatever you want to say, put some flash and pizzazz into it. These are some words from Mark. So, with all the kindness I can muster, I give this one piece of advice to the next pop star who is asked to sing the national anthem at a sporting event. Save the vocal gymnastics and the physical gyrations for your concerts. Just sing this song the way you were taught to sing it in kindergarten. Straight up, no styling. Sing it with the constant awareness that there are soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines watching you from bases and outposts all over the world. Don't make them cringe with your self-centered ego gratification. Sing it as if you are standing before a row of 86-year-old World War II vets wearing their purple hearts, silver stars, and flag pins on their cardigans, and you want them to be proud of you for honoring them and the country they love. Not because you want them to think that you are a superstar musician. They could see that from the costumes, the makeup, and the entourages. Sing the Star Spangled Banner with the courtesy and humility that tells the audience that it is about America, not you. Again, Mark Corallo, the owner of the Corallo Media Strategies in Virginia, on the good stuff today.
Very good. I've got some more from the Valentine Police Blotter. Former Chief of Police Dana Miller put this together with her administrative assistant, Bobby Johnson, and it's actually from last summer. So I'm going to give you a little bit of an official police report. Here's one example of them at their finest. Get off my lawn! Do not be that person. You were a kid in your previous life. They weren't hurting a thing and weren't even on your property. You certainly didn't need to use the language you chose to emphasize your crabbiness. Kids, I'm sorry you were treated poorly. Not all grown-ups are that ridiculous. And here's something about found property. How do you find your GPS tracker when you've lost your GPS tracker?
Not a good thing to do.
No. Here's another one. Okay, now we have a suspicious person or vehicle. And or vehicle. Yo-yo mooch, shopper alert. Subject kept going into the store, then back out multiple times, each time seeking merchandise for free. On the positive note, the leech wasn't shoplifting. And let's do one more of those. This is a complaint. Things that make us go, You left a medical facility against medical advice. Now you want to file a police report about how you received subpar care because you left AMA. Did you think that one through prior to calling us? My guess is the staff probably knocked it out of the park. They're pretty great people. Those are just a few from the police report, the official Valentine Police Blotter. Actually, it was last summer.
And thanks for listening on great radio stations like Miles City, Montana's KMTA 1050 AM and KYUS 92.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Good Stuff.